When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What they say, power dog, we're on our way. Escape to reality, escape to reality, escape to reality, escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hi friends, we're here. Miami's back and I'm just over the moon.
We'll be back with our normal Bravo Friday. Sorry, guys. It's been a crazy couple months for us. I just have a couple questions for you before we get into it. Did you watch Abbott Elementary, the Christmas episode?
I haven't watched this. The last
You're not. You don't think that Everybody Hates Chris is cute?
Oh, God. No, not at
oh,
all.
Oh, my God. His wait eyes, till I. We need to
his
ask.
His eyes are too big for me.
Okay. I love his personality. I guess I love the character. I've fallen in love with that character.
Okay.
Watch the Christmas episode.
Okay.
And when he walks up in his sweater, you'll see. I wonder if you think he's cute
Christmas
outside
sweater?
Of school.
Okay.
No. It's a normal sweater. Oh, okay. He's very handsome. Okay. Second of all.
Yeah.
Oh, God. My brain just dropped. Oh.
That's it. Abbott Elementary. Yes.
Oh, there was something else about Abbott Elementary. All right. Must not have been that important. My brain got going crazy over Oh, did you see Everybody Hates Chris? Not everybody loves Chris. Everybody hates Chris. Everybody loves Raven. Did you see that video of him rapping in the radio station?
No.
That'll turn you on too. All right, I'll find that. Okay. I'll send it to you.
All right, please do. All right, things I've watched that I would recommend just randomly. We're going to be doing a top 10 things of the year that we watched. White Lotus season 2, excellent. I know everybody's
Oh, you did watch
it.
That. I haven't heard did. I figured you
great.
Did. I feel watch really the- messed missing out on not watching. And I don't know why, because I think I would enjoy that. And
I think you would as
love
well.
Jennifer Coolidge. But now
she's,
that
yeah,
the moment good. Has passed, I don't think I have time.
Like shit. Let's get into Miami. First 4 episodes on Peacock. Amazing. There is an electricity to this season, particularly to Lisa, that you can just feel that like it's coming. I just like she came in hot. You could tell some shit was going on behind the scenes and just the footage they're getting. I don't know. It's phenomenal. It has a buzz around it. Like
it is
a thrill.
Probably the best Housewives I've ever watched. And I can't imagine. I can't think of something I would rather watch than this episode.
I feel like this is a perfectly cast, which I don't think we've said in like a long time. Every person is like compelling in their own right or has something that contributes to the larger group. Alexia is just dynamic television, her tits.
At Bravo Con, Andy said to her, "You remind me of Teresa Giudice," and she doesn't remind you, but I said that. Isn't that weird? So some people do think that. Do you think, do you see that similarities in a way?
I don't
I think they look alike almost.
I see. Yeah. I would say maybe like physically,
in the way that
but
they
I think
act.
Like,
and how brazen they are.
Bit, but I feel like Alexia is more, I don't know if she's more intelligent, but like she's more.
I feel like they're on the same wavelength.
Yeah, they might be. I don't know.
I think Teresa's
Alexia.
Smarter.
She's
I'll still go down on the flames. But when she said that Gertie sent her the flowers and that she already had a bunch of flowers, it's like, don't be such a bitch.
Hilarious.
Gertie was actually being nice. That's such a bitchy thing to say.
Yeah.
Mean. That's really mean.
That's why she's a great housewife.
Bad person. That's such a bad person thing
to say. I mean,
like
Larsa, like Larsa is amazing. Terrible. Probably like not a great
top tier housewife.
Top tier housewife. The way that she can confidently.
I don't think she's that bad person.
Well, I mean, I just like she's very superficial, I guess, right? Like, she's not deep. Right. You're not going to have a deep conversation with Larsa, but like, she
is she smart though? Is the OnlyFans making money? Is she smart to do that? Because Lisa is left. She has no leverage. She has no way to move on.
Yeah, but it took Larsa. Larsa got a divorce and got a shit ton of money and then decided to start.
Was she broke in between then, you think?
No, never. Because they had a prenup
maybe, or did Lisa have a prenup? Have we learned that?
I don't know. I mean, I think.
Don't mention that.
I think why Lisa is exceptionally screwed is the difference is Larsa was married to Scottie Pippen, who was a basketball player and like had his, you know, whatever. He had his own shit going on, but he had a craft and he was doing his thing. Lenny's walking into this shit calculated as hell. Like, you can see on his face, he is setting up. I mean, when he talks to his friend, that hot mic moment at the end, he is setting it up. He is
ever since he cheated before.
Things. She's not on the deed, it sounds like. Like, I mean, he's calculating to the point where he's going to fuck her and that's what's happening right now, right? Because he's going into it eyes wide open. Like, it's not like he's intentionally cheating on her, making another relationship. He won't sleep with his wife because when he said that about the, like, I won't sleep with her because there's somebody I care about more. That's insane.
I feel like I'm cheating on someone else. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, he's going into it knowing what he's doing.
When people both aren't on the title or the, I guess it's more common that people won't be on the loan because interest, but I always want to look at the woman. Like, if I'm explaining something, it gets awkward. I don't want to, like, I want the woman to sign something first. I'm such a feminist in that way. I don't want the man to always have to be like, here's what the interest rate is. And 9 out of 10 times, the woman is in the dark about everything on the house. You can't be, you need to know the fuck is going on.
Yeah. And I mean, just when you see their house, I mean, and their staff and the way they're living
and renting it out on the weekends, I think that's smart. Why not? I mean, I wouldn't want to do that and deal with it, but do they need to? Is he not making that much money? Are they living beyond their means even with his job?
I mean,
it seems like he's a high end plastic surgeon.
It does. I don't get the sense
but he's
that,
not living like maybe they. I would love to see the real balance statements or whatever their 1040s or I don't know of him or Terry Dubrow and see maybe Terry and them have just invested a lot better. Are they smarter? Miami, Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I'm looking at her closet like it's just I mean, that house is ridiculous. It seems like they do not have money problems, but I don't know.
But if they're renting out their freaking backyard, there is something to that. Is it smart or is it a need?
Right.
I could see both ways.
It seems like it would not be something you would do unless you needed to.
If you had a bunch of money, you wouldn't want people in your fucking space.
Right. Right. I mean, the way they all were like, we've all heard it. We've all heard it. It was like, ooh. And her reaction tells you two things. One, there's some truth there, right? Like Lisa's reaction. And two, like, shit is tense. Like the way she's reacting, you can tell she doesn't want anybody to say shit about Lenny. It's like she knows that they're on
that
a
she's
like,
an idiot.
Yeah.
So there's way more that she knows, but she's kind of just trying to hold on super tight. Or has it always been like this for years? Oh,
yeah,
you don't think until when they're flashing forward 2 to 3 weeks, you don't think she finds out until then. Even though he had that emotional affair, remember that?
Yeah.
A couple years ago.
Red flag to me when she starts the season, like say we didn't know this happened. If I was watching episode one and didn't know they split up and she's like, you know, Lenny got a trainer and he's at the gym. Somebody says that to me and all of a sudden he cares about what he's eating. He's in shape. Unless they had a health scare, he's cheating. Like that's the first thing I would think if I was a woman. Would you not think that? Like if Tyler all of a sudden was on a diet and working out all the time and he's at the gym every day and he gives a fuck about what he's eating. And
it would depend on different. It would depend on not that alone, I guess. I don't know because I got cheated on and I was blind like Lisa. I was kind of living in that. So I don't know if I would notice maybe if they're not around like him. To me, the bigger signs is he's never around. You're not having sex. He doesn't want to go to parties with you.
Of course.
He's treating you like shit. I don't know if
that
someone just wanted to get healthy because at that age.
Yeah,
maybe somebody wants to be healthy, but it is a sign, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the first thing I thought. I was like, oh, fuck. Of course,
you know,
he's cheating. And
he's
just,
a scumbag
bringing it up.
But there's other house. People hate him saying, oh, he's the worst house husband. He's the worst house husband right now. but I don't hate him the most out of every house husband. Do you?
Not yet, but I think he's setting himself up for, I mean, A, the fact that he was talking about leaving his wife in front of his kid and his friend had to say, yo, like, can he hear us? Like, that's
what's the difference of that in Juan?
Yeah, it's the same. And Juan's trash too.
And Juan is, and right. I look at them this, like, it's just sickening. It's hard. And like, I always get a bubble in my stomach when they're together. Their dynamic feels the same as Lisa and Juan. Oh,
totally. I think the thing that I like really don't like about how he's approaching this, because like, I mean, you've been cheated on, you know, it's one of the most fucked up things you can do to somebody.
Yeah.
And the way he's letting her be like, Lenny, I love you so much. Lenny, it's us forever. And he's like, yes, honey. Like he's
right,
still
my
playing,
queen, my queen, yeah, and all that.
He's playing
right.
the part until the minute he pulls a plug
he's
and fucks
so
her. And that's like a calculating,
so dirty.
dirty move. So like, no, I do think he's trash, but I think he's
I think he's trash, but I guess like I hated Jim and Edmonds more, just his face and stuff.
I find
this more entertaining. It makes me sick to watch. It's really hard to watch, but I know that she'll be okay and she's better off getting rid. What makes me more sad is like these kids probably never see their parent. This is harsh to say, but I mean, I feel bad as saying this about a mother, but I thought from Instagram and watching, because they had a hard time having those kids, I thought she was a more involved mother, but after seeing her take them to Sugar Factory, like she's never been around them before.
Yes.
And
the nannies.
And it's just, it's disheartening. I hate kids that are not cared for by their parent if the mom is not working.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah.
I understand completely if a mom is working. I get that. But if you're rather go get your hair and your nails done or film a fucking TV show, I don't know. It just makes me sick.
Yeah.
I like Lisa though. She's the star of the show. And Andy seems to hate her. The way he treated her at the reunion last year, then they were on Watch What Happens Live, her and Larsa.
I heard.
He hates her. But I love her. She's one of the
I think she's great. She's fiery. She talks shit. I mean, she wouldn't let it go at that wedding. She was about to blow up the entire Alexia's
she's
party.
A great
she
housewife.
Didn't give a shit. It's great.
And is that
and
from
her outfits, her hair, all of it?
If her family was, if her marriage was really intact, would she be acting like that? Or is it just because she's having real trouble
at
home?
I think it seems compounded. Her reactions seem like a stressed person, not like there's something else going on. Like if I were her friend, I'd probably be like, yo, what the fuck's going on? Chill out.
Like the sex parties that they have. I don't remember them having like, or not sex parties, like ladies, naked ladies all around, because it seems like Miami that happens all the time. What about the mom? The mom seems like a real bitch when they were cooking that food. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. She's like, it's gotten better. I just, there's that. I would just watch a Lisa, like in that home show.
It's
I would watch a
it.
Downton Abbey of upstairs, downstairs, and just like Lisa's.
And then
staff.
When the, I don't want it to people to take this podcast and think I think Lenny's a decent dude. He's a scumbag, but I think that she could see the writing on. I feel bad for her. Obviously, she's getting the rug pulled underneath her, but I wonder what kind of hole she has with a prenup. And you know, I guess he's coming after her, wanting to see her finances. So is he broke? You think he'd just pay her off and shut her up?
Yeah,
men are scumbags, man. 9 out of 10 times, it seems like this.
The way
happens.
He's going about this, though, it's like he's really trying. Like, it's not just that he's leaving her. It's the way he's doing it and the fact that he's trying to fuck her in the process. And that is the mother of his two young children. That's the crazy part.
He doesn't care.
He's acting like she is some side hoe that doesn't matter. That's like on to the next one. It's like, this is your family. And you're like,
it's crazy.
Calculatingly blowing her shit up and like trying to kick her out of the house. I don't know. It's crazy.
And the way that he yelled at her about the ambulance.
He was right,
don't
though.
You call 100%. Fucking ambulance.
He understands that is a waste of resources.
Right.
If somebody is like conscious or like able, you're able to drive them, you take them to the hospital. But the fact that no one would drive them, it's like, get an Uber. It's like, what? There's
Twitter
seven
was a
people
flutter
here.
That
make
they're sending people. Right. There's other people that could drive her. I think they've been drinking. So maybe that's why they weren't going to drive.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I have to say this about their meal outside. Somebody's serving me ahi. Don't put a live fucking fish underneath the raw fish I'm about to eat. Did you notice this? When they got the ahi, it was like the ahi was on the top and then underneath there was a water bowl with a fish swimming. It's like
with the thing that with the the big poof of smoke thing, whatever that
was
called.
A different one. It was like in a glass.
It was a different
thing,
meal.
It's like,
it
was the same meal. Don't serve me ahi with a live fish underneath. I don't want to eat fish looking at a fish.
So you could watch this show 5 times and catch something new. There's so much aesthetically to look at. It really is. And the way that shoot it.
Yeah. Love it.
Why can't the other housewives be like this? What is the difference?
Even I think it was the 3rd episode, which was like the party, you know, it started with the party. The way it opened was like this behind the scenes camera view of like Alexia and Todd walking out. And then it was just like this party montage. It was like fun and bright and like vibrant.
I love Todd.
I thought his toast was sweet. I just the way it's filmed is fantastic.
Who does Lisa date after this? Is Lisa?
I don't know.
Now, to me, I feel like Lisa is a dumb person. I guess is she the same as like a Teresa to you? Do you see them in the same field?
Yeah, kind of. I don't know what.
I'm like, so blind to my Teresa love. Yeah.
What's Lisa gonna do? You know, I don't know what she like. She doesn't even have a line, does she? Like, does she have products?
Is she just naturally that slim and her body is that tight?
I wonder.
When she was on Watch What Happens Live, the outfits that they wear, everyone's dressed like a figure skater. Miami dresses so in its own little era. It's
fantastic.
Where do they find these clothes?
In Miami. The one that killed me was when I think it was Alexia went to meet Peter for lunch or whatever. She was wearing this like floral, like short suit kind of thing. It was like a blazer and then like biker shorts.
Wild.
I don't know. It was hilarious. The outfits they put together are just something
in the
else.
Dog party with Alexia with her like cop, her like jean hat, and just the outfits that they put together. They look it's so cheap, fantastic. But they must cost a fortune. Sometimes
it looks Versace. It's like that,
right?
Like tacky.
Yes.
Tacky wealth,
yeah. That's the word,
you know?
Yeah. Which I do love it. Yeah,
I do too.
But Larsa, I would never want to live in a penthouse like that. And fall over, or someone gets mad at me and murders me, or I sleepwalk, or there's a wacky earthquake, or after the fucking Miami, I know that doesn't happen all the time, that condominium that freaking plummeted to the ground in the middle of the night.
Old building.
I know, but you just never know. How do you, there's a storm and the building swaying. I can't live like that. Would you?
No, I wouldn't want to. I like direct access to outdoors. It's not like a death fall. I think it's hilarious though that she's like Larsa is just like she. I think it was actually like low key profound when she was saying like, you know, I met Scotty when I was young. I had this whole life, and so like I am like a kid right now. But that's what I'm doing, and it's like you can tell like she's doing the 20-year-old thing of like living in a penthouse.
I love
but
her
even
voice.
When she's. I do too. When she was fighting with Lisa, and Lisa was like, I mean, the OnlyFans like prostitutes comment. She's like. I mean, you literally like insulted where I live. And she's like, it was your building. Like, it's not where you live. She's like, but that's like, you know, like just, I love how Lars is so matter of fact. Like when she's telling her, like, what are you flipping out about? It's the mortgage. Like,
I'm bummed that her and Kim aren't friends. I want to know what happened between her and the Kardashians.
Oh, I was thinking Kim Zolciak. I was like, they were friends.
I do judge though. I guess she says she's just friends with Michael Jordan's kid. It's okay. I don't care about an age gap, but if you're dating someone who you knew as a little kid and you were friends of the family pretty much, and then they grow up, and if you have sex with that kid that you knew as a kid that you've been an elder to, it's a little odd.
Oh, it's very odd. All of it is. I mean,
right?
Her choice in men is bizarre.
If I was Michael Jordan's mom, I'd push her over the freaking railing.
It sounds like she's trying to say they would like didn't hang out. They were not close. And like she didn't.
I wish I could be in that penthouse, because when they were in there and everybody's traipsing around with their shoes on and everything.
Yeah.
It's just like, God, I wonder how nice this place is.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Yeah, and even her party felt like there's like a, the party was like all these terrible. And I know it did not look good. But the one thing about Larsa is she stays working and she stays selling. I love her inviting people to the dog party. And then it's like, oh, here's a product for you. Like she's really like,
she
capitalizes on every opportunity to keep fucking selling. And it's smart. She's using the platform like people should.
Right. She's a great housewife.
She's fantastic. You're great. I did not think she would be this good.
Interesting life.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
Yeah, and she's sharp. She's ready to fight, but she's
she's
willing to move on.
Yes,
and that's what makes a great housewife.
The Adrian. This is another. Adrian's amazing. She looks better than she did last season. Her going up to Larsa and telling her she's going to get a BBL after she.
Adriana. Okay.
Adrian. Oh, she's like talking shit. And then tells her she's getting a BBL and just like genuinely wants her to like get
she's
her blessing.
She's mentally ill, man.
Comedic.
It's great.
The way she's ignoring someone telling her the dude she's dating is married. That was great too. She's fantastic.
She should not get a BBL. You do not need that. Larsa's butt. She would be so 10 times more attractive to me. Her ass makes her look disfigured. I'm sorry. If it was her normal body, I wouldn't say that. But from behind, I just like a nice, tight little fit body. I don't like that big ass. There's going to be issues with that down the road.
I'd love to put Alexia clothes on. Like, she needs to get legs first because like it's going to look really weird if she.
Yeah.
so true.
What world are we in that women want these big, fat asses? My grandma had a big, fat ass that looked just like that. I know. I just don't get it.
Yeah. It's the rage.
Like Ashley Darby, you want a tight fit body. I sound like such a pervert. I don't know.
You do. I think Adriana's hilarious. I love everything about, I also just love how these women will take things from each other. And then what we've always talked about, which makes great housewives, just move on. Like them telling her she's married and them beefing, like, are you going to ask? Are you not going to ask? And she's like, well, we'll figure it out. And like, Alexi's like, I would just want you to know. And they just like move on, you know? It's not like, why are you spreading rumors? I don't know.
And it's a whole season of talking about one dumb thing and the mortgage, and they will move on. The clothes, though, just on the beach, I just love all the outfits. There's so much to look at, and everybody really gets into it. And the friendships are real. You can really feel it. And they are growing.
Yeah.
Like the whole Gertie thing. Gertie really is a professional.
Yeah. That's the other thing. There's like an opulence and stature
legitimacy
to these women.
Yeah.
That like, yes, they are something in Miami. The wealth from a lot of them, or that like, I don't know, like Marisol's in society, or all her fat doctors know all the rumors, you know, you have all of
our friend Cheryl did tell me, she told me like 6 months ago that she was getting the fat. I don't know.
Oh, the fat transfer.
Yeah. Yeah. So she was spot on with that. I didn't really, it scares me to be like injecting how people are all in this Ozempic and shit to lose weight. Yeah, my question is with those diabetic drug, whatever, if you are not eating for 8 hours a day, like, what point do you collapse? Or if you weren't eating all
like
day and you weren't hungry,
major health issues. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
All lose 10 fucking pounds. You want to lose your gallbladder or 20 pounds?
Saying Kim Kardashian lost some weight for the Maryland dress, which would
make
sense. You can't lose. You don't lose 15 pounds in a week, really.
Running in the
fat suit. How do you feel about Marisol and the constant drinking? Like.
It's
references.
Either if she doesn't really get drunk like that all the time, it's just a joke. I'm okay with it. If she does, then it's sad. I don't know. It's odd.
She's an alcoholic. I mean, let's call a spade a spade.
I don't know if it's her shtick.
When she said her ideal drink, major red flag to me if someone says no ice because it dilutes the alcohol. And like the way she walked into Larsa, she needed a drink immediately. She's always like refilling the drinks. Yeah. The shit she's drinking when she was like, ooh, a screwdriver. To me, if you're drinking a screwdriver, that's a drink of an alcoholic.
I want to barf. That is, oh God, I can smell it and taste it right now. I would never want a screwdriver in my whole life. Oh, I'd rather die.
I had one in college and at a dive, like we went, there was a dive bar in OB that opened at like 7 a.m.
Feel it burning up.
Yeah, that's where people drink like screwdrivers. It's not the cocktail of like a, I don't know. I just,
it's not even a cocktail. It's sadness in a cup.
Yeah, her shtick is like
should not be drink with alcohol. That coming back, it's bound to come back up.
Ugh,
it burn your insides out.
So disgusting.
Ugh, God. Okay, the only fault I have in this whole thing is it's interesting for a second. They need to calm down on the Nicole dad shit. Don't give a flying fuck about her relationship with her dad. I get it, but. Yeah. I don't fucking care. Nicole.
I couldn't. Is that more.
That's her name, right? Nicole.
Yes.
I don't find her that she's gorgeous, but beautiful. I just don't find her that interesting. I'd rather learn about what her 24-hour day looks like when she keeps saying, I got to start my 24-hour day. And then in the middle, she's Bentley picking truck. Up her kid. Like, I'd like to know exactly how that works and where she's sleeping in the hospital and where is Mr. McDreamy. I don't know. That's what I'm more interested in. The dad is interesting, but he's a prick. And that's very sad to me.
Yeah. I don't really care. Yeah. I couldn't. Nicole, honestly, where I find Nicole most interesting is her and I like her partner.
I think the husband.
He's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I would prefer to just see the two of them being wealthy and opulent. Like I don't really care about her.
I like
story
her
with her.
I mean, I like him.
I never really love when we like the family drama becomes the housewives like, storyline, you know, like I don't know, unless we are invested in the father, then it's just not, it's kind of a waste of time.
Oh
my God. It's so good though. You know what I also love is when Alexia and Adriana were talking about the marriage rumor and she was like, Alexia, I know it was Marisol. Like it was Marisol. And she goes, no. And then she goes, she asked her point blank. Like, was it? She goes, okay, it was Marisol. And she's like, I can't lie. Like just very, like, I appreciate that too. Like they do kind of keep, they're pretty upfront with like expressing what they want to say and who said it too. Like, oh, Kiki said this about you and immediately like blow it all up. You know,
I like Kiki too. She's cute.
She's great. I love her walking around like, oh, can I get more food?
So
I love
pretty.
To eat. Yeah. She's
and,
gorgeous.
What else?
Julia,
I like,
Martina.
Oh, I like, before I forget about this, I love Adriana and her, not Adriana. What's her name? The one we like, the blonde one.
Alexia.
And I like Alexia. I like, and her son is sweet, the poor thing. How he's going up to every woman and saying how beautiful she is.
Frankie,
and like,
yeah.
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 I don't want to hear about the, and that is interesting how he's back. The other son is back with the girlfriend that got him arrested and shit. Yeah. It is some juicy stuff and it is wild, but
see that I love. I love watching her tell him I am never going anywhere and him literally being like, you've been a problem with every one of my relationships. And she's like, oh, well, like
he's the fucking problem.
Great. Yeah. Like the one fault,
I love Alexia.
See, the difference between Alexia and Teresa to me, like, by all accounts, her daughters are like, seem like nice.
Yeah, right. They're productive.
He raised a D-bag, like kind of.
Right.
Not Frankie, obviously. But Peter is like, come on. Like, just, that's a little bit of a mark on her record for me.
Right. That's true. Big point there. Yeah.
Yeah. She's great, though. And her tits are always 1 second away from fully coming out. Like, the whole beach scene, they had to blur out her nipple, which I think is great. She doesn't give a shit. She didn't try to fix it once.
Let's not blur it out. And then she's just the outfits. And I just love the way that she talks to people. And she's just, you're right, so blunt, doesn't give a fuck. And you don't expect it from her.
Like, even when
I don't
she
feel
was
like she was like
the...
that the very first couple seasons 10 years ago.
Yeah, like when she's talking about the girlfriend and like she's like, you know, I'm Cuban, and she says it in Spanish, but it was like, I want to protect him from everything. And the way she said it, like from todo, like just like her passion for like how strongly she feels things and like the Cuban way of doing things is just great television. You just don't see it.
Okay, before we get into the tennis people, Lisa, if Lisa and him would have stayed, if they would have had the show. Imagine if we had 10 years of learning Lisa, would she still be on the show 10 years later? Would her and Lenny have lasted that long? Does the TV show have any impact on them breaking up, does he want to not be with her because she now has something to do?
Show. Yeah.
Okay. Nothing to do with the show. Okay.
But maybe. I don't know.
I just wonder what impact
I never
it has.
Thought about
I'm surprised that he's even on screen.
Yeah. No.
Like, what a pain in the ass to have people in your house like that.
But he's in it.
He's okay
with
it.
That's the other
thing.
Like, you can tell, like, he likes that kind of to a degree because he
seems
to weird shit on camera. Yeah. I don't know. It's
and Lenny, I'm sorry. Lenny he wanted Lisa people to hear most... her breaking up. Yeah, they're it. It's, Andy better kiss
else.
Her ass. She is giving such raw.
I know. Like, it's fantastic.
You can see how the other housewives, like Whitney and them, fake shit because Lisa is so raw and real that it's so compelling. And every Bravo fan has the same opinion. Every Bravo fan agrees that this is top tier. Like, excellent.
So
and it
good.
Shows that it can be done. This people say Housewives is dead. It shows that this is it.
We've said Housewives is dead, but this is not dead. This is it is thrilling. Like, we watched the first two episodes, it was like 10 something, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to bed. Dorian's like, come on, just like the first 15 minutes of the next one. It's like, no, I gotta fucking go.
I'm gonna fall asleep.
Yeah, it's great. Okay.
It's kind of, but I feel like Jen Shaw. I know she's a bad person, but she brings this energy to Salt Lake City. And that's why that's the only reason I keep watching her.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the Martina and Julia stuff is interesting.
Don't give a
I
fuck.
Mean, I think, oh, right. I think, I guess like the only thing that we're seeing, which I think a lot of people who are parents may have to deal with, like, I don't think it's about Martina. She's like the empty nester syndrome. She's having like a crisis over not having kids in the house.
Ugh,
like, that's what it's
stressful.
About. Yeah. It doesn't seem
looks
like
sad.
It's about like her and Martina's relationship. It's like the fact that she's alone and realized like her whole life was her kids and now she has nothing to do.
Sad.
She should just go travel with Martina and like.
Right. Yeah. It's just sad.
It is.
Life is hard. I go to all these people whose parents, all the kids are grown up and just the houses are so quiet.
Yeah.
It's depressing. Yeah.
Happens quick. I think her shtick of like bringing a weird animal or some like dumb face, like I don't know, some of the
shtick
stuff
with Julia, she's weird.
I guess
she
is
just bringing I think she's just
you
weird.
Got a dog, you chose to bring a goat and then the goat's eating the charcuterie, like that doesn't fly in my camp. And then she didn't even take the piece of cheese away that the goat ate. I feel like you can get like goat disease.
Maybe she had a goat in the car or something to bring to the vet and she had to go get to the thing. There has to be some reason why
it had a she brought it intentionally. It had like a collar on. She's planning to bring the goat. It's just like, it's a dog party. You're bringing a goat. What if some dog doesn't deal with goats and is fucking trying to attack it every 5 seconds?
I wonder what their finances are. And she losing a kid. Martina's cool as shit. I don't know. I kind of zone out with her stories.
Yeah.
She's not as compelling. I like her. I think she's fun. And I would love a farm like that in Miami with all that.
Right.
With all those animals and shit, it'd be cool to have both worlds.
Yes.
Have Martina's world and that. It'd be cool.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, all right. What else? Anything else stood out to you?
I don't know. I just it's a lot of fun.
If you guys aren't watching it, you're like, just do it because you will not regret it. I don't know why it's on
Bravo.
Peacock,
yeah.
But if I will say this, if this saves this show from turning into other housewives, then keep it on Peacock. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want it to move to Bravo so it gets a bigger audience to suffer the quality, because
I don't think
what they're
it
doing
has
right now is so good.
They must have a reason why they're doing that, because you'd think that they'd want it on the main thing because it's such a better product than what they're offering,
right? But it's like, I don't know. Somehow maybe the producers are tied to Peacock or something. There has to be a rationale behind it.
Right. There has to be a reason why.
Particularly right now, there's no Housewives really, other than like Salt Lake and
Potomac.
Potomac
is great, but Potomac, they need to be on a trip together. This past episode was boring because when those Miami past few episodes of Miami were fun. Somebody said something like Larsa's Miami and Mia's Miami are two different Miamis. It's so funny.
So true. Larsa, really, I didn't expect to. I wanted to hate Larsa, I guess. Like, I
can't
went
hate
into
her.
It, like, but she's so, like, she's just hilarious. Even with the dog thing and like re-recording her Instagram ad like 12 times or just something
entertaining. I know them out on the beach.
Yeah, she's great.
I do. I love her. I know.
All right, guys. We hope you check out Miami and love it as much as we do. We'll be back with Bravo later this week. And our top 10 things that we've watched this year will drop next week. A lot of stuff. We love you. And we'll be back before you know it.